Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
For years, big fat brook trout have been common in western Maine, but the streams of the Rangeley Lakes are warming because of climate change, putting the fish at risk. Now efforts are underway to save what could be one of the last best places for brook trout and to avoid lasting impacts on other species, including us. Maine Public Radio's Susan Sharon has our story.
Ever since the 1870s, Rangeley has been a destination for fishing and outdoor recreation.
They came off!
Tourists eager to experience the Maine woods that surround Rangeley fueled a lively resort and sporting camp movement in the early 1900s, arriving to the western mountains in droves by train. Within a few decades, vacation habits changed. Large-scale resorts were unsustainable, and the train disappeared. But a handful of the traditional camps remain, and so, of course, do the fabled iridescent fish.
A nice Canobago brook trout right there. Nice colors. Got a few battle scars on him, but he's a healthy little brook trout there.
In this video, a guide from historic Grant's Canobago camps demonstrates why catching native brook trout still has broad appeal. Accessed by logging road, the camps are located on remote Canobago Lake, the largest fly fishing-only lake east of the Mississippi River.
The weather, of course, is what everybody's got their focus on right now.
John Blunt and his wife Carolyn have operated the camps for more than three decades. Back in the mid-80s, Blunt says he can remember fishing in hail and snow in September.
We don't see that in September anymore. And the water is cooling down a little bit later, and the brook trout won't spawn in warm water. The cycle is later in the year for the spawning activity.
Native wild brook trout are considered a key indicator species for the health of an aquatic ecosystem, the functional equivalent of the canary in the coal mine. And that's why federal, state, tribal, and non-governmental organizations are collaborating on a project called the Eastern Brook Trout Joint Venture.
We all have the primary goal of maintaining thriving, fishable wild trout populations wherever we can maintain them.
Mary Gallagher is a native fish conservation biologist with the Maine Department of Inland Fisheries and Wildlife, who says the fish thrive in places with robust forest cover and where water stays below about 68 degrees. She's part of an extensive monitoring network, recording temperature changes in hundreds of lakes and streams around the state. That data and modeling by the U.S. Geological Survey show the Rangeley area could become the most resilient to climate warming in northern New England.
They're not just modeling what the effects of temperature are going to be. They're modeling the effects of what temperature might become in accordance with a lot of other variables on the landscape, like forest cover, level of development.
Over the past two decades, and especially since the start of the pandemic, development of year-round and secondary homes has picked up in Rangeley. And Jeff Reardon of the nonprofit group Trout Unlimited says if that pace continues, on top of climate change, it will be that much harder to save trout, salmon, and other fish that need protected corridors to move across the landscape.
And it's not just about picking the places that you want to do land conservation on. It's also about once those lands are conserved, how are they managed?
The forest products industry is as much a part of the identity here as fishing and outdoor recreation, which is why every summer, trucks loaded with logs make their way through Rangeley's downtown for the annual logging parade. But there are places that have been heavily cut over. John Blunt says he's witnessed the damage in the upper Canobago area watershed, where silt and sand from a once forested hillside have slid into the lake.
There was a camp that was built down on the end of the lake at the inlet, and we used to fish out in front of it. The end of the lake has filled up so much that there's barely any water to float a boat at that man's dock.
That's why Blunt says he couldn't be happier that the Rangeley Lakes Heritage Trust and other partners are working to conserve 10,000 acres around the lake.
The land trust purchased will eliminate that from ever happening again.
The project, which maintains public access, includes forests used for timber that will be sustainably managed for the future. Executive Director David Miller says the goal is to make the area climate resilient, and not just for brook trout.
The way things are going now, with mass extinction of species globally, starting with the insect population and building up the food chain from there, loss of habitat is a major threat. And it's naive for us to just imagine that's not true somehow. But there's no question we need to be paying attention and changing how we live and interact as part of this community.
Wherever there are brook trout, Miller says, there's a beautiful landscape, one that includes lots of shade trees and cold moving water. Both will be an oasis in a warming world. For Here and Now, I'm Susan Sharon.